Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm excited. I'm going to be diving next week. You're going to hear all about it when we broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer to Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures, their 30-year anniversary Live Aboard trip. That's where it all started for that fine company. And we're going to be on board with the owner, Clay McCardle. Jerry Bader from Dive Training Magazine is going to be with us. It's going to be a blast. You'll hear all about it next week. However, we got another hour of radio to do and cover some cool stuff going on. So I brought on my I'm pulling out the big guns right now. I got Eric Douglas, author, diver, five-way heart.
Survivor.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, five-way survivor. For his heart. Okay, yeah, whatever. He's done a ton of stuff, and we got a cool project we got to share with everybody right now, don't we, Eric? Come on.
Well, actually, just to back up a second, I'm really jealous of the trip you're going on, and tell all the gang I said hi.
Will do indeed. Yeah, you're going to be on the next one with me in the Turks and Caicos, October 7th. That's going to be the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise 20-year anniversary. However, the one next week is Explorer Ventures 30-year anniversary, and I'm basically a guest of the folks at Explorer Ventures on this one. It's not really a Scuba Radio trip. It's more of a, like, hey, you happen to know the owner and he tolerates you, come on board and, we'll play for a week. It's going
to
be fun.
We'll try to not be mean to you.
Yeah, well, we'll save that for October, I guess, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, but this is your first big, you went to the Keys and went diving, but this is going to be your first real hardcore kind of diving since your surgery, right?
Absolutely. This will be multi-days of diving, a good 5-6 days of diving, 3-4 dives a day. It's going to be great. I'm so excited. Yeah, and I did the stuff down in the Keys. That was my first official, ocean dive. And it was great. I had no problem whatsoever, but I did like a dive and a half, only because the water was too damn cold. So, I enjoyed it, but it was a little too early in the season for a warm water wuss like myself. So I've kind of held out and said, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just wait and take care of a bunch of other things. And I've been, bogged down with actually doing this show. It's hard to believe that there's any work that goes into this goofy little show we do every week, but it's kept me out of the water.
I hate when work gets in the way of having fun.
That's so true. So true. So, but I've had this to look forward to, and I was actually planning to do a little diving before going to Saba. It just didn't pan out that way. So, I'm going next week, and I'm just going to dive my heart to, heart out, or maybe that's
phraseology
I want to go with. But it's going to be fun. I am looking forward to it. Matter of fact, I just had my latest update with my cardiologist who said, hey, you look good. You have no restrictions whatsoever. Here, quit taking this medication and eat more salt. What is going on? How did this happen?
I said, just drink some salt water when you're diving.
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what she meant. I took it as like, hey, go ahead and pour the salt on them fries or whatever the heck you're going to eat. I don't know. But, she was saying your blood pressure is kind of low like a girl, so stay more hydrated and get off this other lower blood pressure medication stuff.
I'm proud of you, brother. I'm thrilled for your recovery.
Yeah, and, me too. And eat more salt, she said.
And eat more salt.
Yeah. That is a... I never thought I'd hear that from a doctor, actually.
No.
That was pretty bizarre. But it's because of my low blood pressure, or blood pressure of a girl. She said, let's go ahead and you can kick that up a little bit. Have some fun with the salt. Spice things up. So anyway, yeah, that and the salt water, I'll be good. But I am. I'm very excited about it. But enough about that, because I'll talk all about that and then some next week when we do the show from the deck of the boat and rub it into everybody who's back home like
of
you.
Of course.
You know, exactly. So I want to give some props to you, though, because, you know, first off, The Third Key, your latest novel, is doing really well, right?
Exactly. It's been, the one thing I struggle with is the thriller genre that I write in, that kind of action thriller, is a really competitive genre. And it's been hovering about number 20 on the hot new releases list on Amazon, which considering the people I'm going up against is pretty impressive. Actually, I'm pretty proud of that. So no, it's doing well. We've gotten a number of really good reviews already. You know, it's only officially been out about a week.
Yeah,
it's been available for a couple of weeks, but I had the official release on June 1st, and so it's moving right up there. And the feedback everybody that's read it has just been really, really pleased with it and excited about it.
Yes. Well, it's a fun story. It follows the adventures of adventurer, photographer, diver Mike Scott. And it's called Third Key. Look it up. Eric Douglas is the author. And booksbyeric.com, if you forget. You can go there and get it. Links to Amazon, wherever you want to pick it up. But it's just a great story. And the whole series that you've written about this guy is really, really good. So, you know, any accolades you're getting are well-deserved, my friend.
I appreciate that, Greg.
And I don't say that just because I'm sucking up. I actually really enjoy his books. I really do. And a matter of fact, on the Turks and Caicos boat, yeah, he's going to write a story for everybody on the boat and incorporate them into the story like he did, a year and a half, 2 years ago for our book Lionfish that he wrote and incorporated the Scuba Radio crew into. And what's cool about that right now, not only do we have that to look forward to in October, but right now we are actually doing the audio book of Lionfish. CJ is voicing it, but we're doing like an audiobook plus because I am playing myself in the book and doing the audio parts, as well as Bill the producer, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. So some of the lines, it's just going to pop in like, hey, that's the real person. How cool
is
that?
That's the real Greg.
Yeah, so I don't know how many audiobooks do that. But this one's going to be kind of unique in that way, and we hope to have that ready. I don't know. What are we figuring? July sometime, maybe?
Yeah, I'm thinking July by the time it's all said and done. Once all the production's done and the recording's done, it actually takes Audible and a week or two to get jump through their hoops, too. So yeah, by the time it's all said and done, I think we're sometime in the middle of July, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be cool. I know CJ's very excited about doing this particular project. I have helped him out with some of those lines, and just Kelly's line, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model's lines, are going to be worth the price of purchasing the audiobook. So, because when she reads some of the lines that Eric wrote in her Brazilian accent, let's just say things aren't lost in translation. They're added. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Augmented.
Yeah. Yes. In some very unique ways. It's interesting how certain things sound different, and you can take it a couple different ways.
Well, you know, I remember when I was writing that book, there was a couple lines that we literally said, and you and I went back and forth and discussed it, that it was like, Kelly said this in her uniquely Brazilian accent or something like that, you know, just to try to get that into the reader's mind, mm-hmm. what this could have sounded like. But yeah, when Kelly reads it, I'm sure it's going to, I haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, think of that, that lady there from Modern Family. So she has that kind of, same kind of Portuguese accent or whatever it is. I mean, I think the Modern Family one, what is that, Colombian? I don't know. But
yeah,
they sound
Colombian.
All the same to me. and when they say something innocent, it ends up sounding a little bit more, I don't know, interesting. Augmented is enhanced. I don't know. But you're going to have to hear the audiobook when it's complete because I recorded the lines with Kelly. And I can tell you right now, this is going to definitely turn some heads, or it's going to wake you up if you're listening kind of half, nodding off while you're driving down the road and you're not really paying. All of a sudden, you're going to hear Kelly say something. Go, what did, whoa, rewind. What'd
back
she say?
Up.
Hello. It's just, it's funny stuff. And it's a great story. So I'm excited for that to come out. And it's a fun little project we're working on with Eric as well. But, you know, and it doesn't, this one doesn't incorporate Mike Scott like the new one, The Third Key. We got some big news to share with everybody about that. This is really cool, and I'm thinking we got a tease here because we got a commercial break coming
all
up.
Right,
Eric,
well, it's going to be great, but you got to stay tuned to find out.
You got to stay tuned. You know, it doesn't include, you know, lines from Kelly, even though maybe it could. I don't know. That would be kind of an interesting little sidebar. Have Kelly work with Mike Scott. I don't want to give you any bad ideas, Eric. But you know,
we'll see. We'll see
how my mind wanders sometimes. All right, but no, we got some serious cool news to share next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What in God's name are you talking?
You think they wanted the sharks to get smarter? It just happened. And they all got eaten because of it.
Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. It's murder out there, murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Dayglo Orange Life Preserver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Eric Douglas is my guest right now. Did you like that, Eric, by the way?
That's just great, Greg.
Yeah, we're talking about off-air stuff. I just played him Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model's lines from Lionfish that we had recorded for the audiobook. Did that live up to my hype that I gave it there?
That adds probably four more whole levels to what I was expecting. Now, that's beautiful.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, you heard it here first. It's definitely going to be an interesting little project once
that story complete. Will be flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
People will be
heck, we may have to keep those lines just to play on the show.
Absolutely.
But we can't release them to the world until audiobook comes out. So we'll get that done first. Now, another cool project that Eric has been working on lately, he just told me about it this week. is a it's a video game, or is that what it is, or what is it?
It's not a video game. It's an online role playing game. So you know, for people who love to play games and kind of solve their own mysteries, and you, it's interactive, so you can choose to be Mike Scott and actually play like you're him and going through a mystery adventure kind of thing online.
Huh. Okay, so a role-playing online game, mm-hmm. and you take on the character of Mike Scott, this photographer, diver, adventure guy that you know, Eric has written about, or is the star of his series of books that he's written, the latest being The Third Key. And you get to take on his persona? You get to be Mike?
You get to be Mike Scott. And imagine that you're right there in the middle of it with him, or as him, I guess is a better way to say it. Yeah, no, I'm really excited about it. There's a company that I'm working with. It's called One More Story Games, but they actually work specifically with authors to create games based on stories, on characters in books, and so they're more a narrative game rather than just, you know, like an online first person shooter or something. It's a narrative story, so you're kind of following through the plot, and you get to interact with the other characters and choose what happens. So
wow. Yeah, you see from his perspective on the screen.
Well, it's not like action video. It's more still images and text and that sort of thing.
Okay, all right. So it's just graphical. I don't know. It gives you some support to that, but you're reading along and
exactly.
You're reading from his perspective.
And you're making choices what happens next.
That's okay. And if you pick this thing, you might die. If you go the other way, you'll get the good guy or get the bad guy.
You'll find the next clue in the puzzle.
And get to a solution slowly but surely. Cool. Exactly. Well, that sounds really interesting. So that's going to be an online game. So it'd be something you'd go to a website and sign up for.
Exactly. Yeah. You and I have talked about this many times. One of the whole reasons I started writing these books in the first place is I wanted to be able to expose more people to diving in the beauty of the underwater world that we see all the time. And I thought, My ultimate hope is somebody would read one of my books and say, you know what? I want to do that. I want to be just like Mike Scott, and I want to learn to dive.
Yeah.
And so
he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. You want to hang out with him, have
yes,
a beer with him.
Absolutely.
And so I thought, you know, this would be a really great way to expose a completely new audience to what it's, you know, to the storyline and to the stories, and hopefully sell some more books, of course. But
yeah.
But at the same time, show them pictures of underwater adventures and that kind of stuff and get them excited. And you know what? Maybe they learn to dive, or at the very least have a new appreciation of what diving's all about.
Right. Well, I mean, like the options in the game, will it be something like, okay, Mike is in, say, Miami International Airport. Does he fly to the Caymans or to the Bahamas or something?
Well, it's not quite like that, but it's actually there's at the moment, and we're pretty locked down now, but there's actually going to be dives in three different locations. So it's going to start out in the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're actually going to jump down to Grand Cayman, and then actually we're going to fly up into the back up to West Virginia up here where I live and do a dive in a mountain lake. But he's in pursuit of a treasure. It's a treasure quest, basically. So yeah.
This is going to be a whole new story for him. It sounds like
it's exactly what it is.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It would be a short story, mm-hmm. if I were to write it all out. But we're actually creating it as an online game.
Interesting. So if they make the wrong decision when you're asked a question in the game, what happens?
Well, either nothing. Uh-huh. Either
like, you just have, that was wrong answer, idiot. Try the other one.
Or there's a couple choices where if you make the wrong decision, you're going to have to start the game over because you just died.
Ah, yeah, you know, that would kind of blow. But that's what makes it a game, I guess. Yeah.
That's what makes it a game. You got to figure out the way through the maze.
Well, that is very cool. I mean, I'm sure that's very exciting for you to kind of take one of these characters that you have developed over several books now and do it in this type of format. Am I right?
You know, The Third Key is actually the eighth book in the Mike Scott series, And I figured it out the other day. I've written somewhere over 650,000 words with Mike Scott as the main character.
Right.
So believe me, I've lived with Mike Scott pretty intensely for the last 10 years or so. But yeah, this is a really new way to look at it, and it's a fun challenge for me too, to be able to think to how to tell this story in a completely different medium and a completely different format. You know, to a degree, and writing challenges are fun because they make you think differently. Mm-hmm. So there's not a doubt in my mind after going through this, it'll improve the next book because I've had to think about it differently.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt. And there'll be some visual representations, at least, of the other characters, not necessarily Mike, because you're playing that role as him, or will there be him too?
You know, I haven't quite decided how to handle the image of Mike. You know, a couple people have told me, you know, you should have a drawing made of Mike or whatever. And I'm reluctant to do that because people have a vision in their mind of what Mike Scott looks like. And then if I were to create what Mike should be, mm-hmm. or what he is in my mind, that might take, you know, undermine somebody else's vision of Mike. And so I'm still not exactly sure how we're going to handle that.
Well, Mike is one thing, but you're playing the role of as him, but the other characters you could possibly
Yeah, there will be other characters that, mm-hmm. that you will see, the people you interact with, you'll be talking to them and that kind of thing.
Maybe I could play a homeless guy or something?
There's not a doubt in my mind you could play a homeless guy.
Played a dead guy on a Dan video once, remember?
You did.
So maybe you need any, like, dead folks laying around that he's killed or whatever. Like, hey, that looks like Craig. Yeah. Another feather in the cap I could add, I guess, maybe. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Craig.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and look who walked into the studio. I mean, in the flesh, we have Pete from Scuba Board. I can't believe this.
Que pasa, man?
Hey, welcome, my friend. I think that's what you said, didn't it?
I dig your digs.
Okay. Well, you've been here before. It's just been a long time.
I have been before, but you know, it looks like you actually picked up.
Picked up what?
I was able to walk in through the door. You've got more monitors out.
Oh, you were back here. You were here back in the day when it was more like a room of hoarding equipment.
Exactly.
Now it's organized hoarding kind of equipment.
Whoring or hoarding? I didn't get that.
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
You said whoring, right?
That's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, just double checking. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy is connected with us via the web now. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
What's going on?
He is in the mountains of Virginia while we kick back here in Orlando. And so we brought these guys together and just to catch up and, you know, finish out the show here in style today. I figure why not give me a couple people to rub it into as I head off to Saba.
Cool.
Yeah. That's where I'm going next.
Are you doing the liveaboard?
Well, you did save the best for last.
We saved the best for last, absolutely. Explore Ventures, yeah, it's our 30-year anniversary liveaboard cruise next week.
That is one of my favorite routes. That's an awesome route.
Well, that's where they started. They started that itinerary 30 years ago, and we're going out there for the week and doing it up big time. We'll have a show from the deck of the boat, the whole thing. You'll hear all that next week. But this week, I can rub it into you guys and say I'm going diving.
Okay.
Because actually, this is my first week of multi-level
diving. Oh, it is, isn't it?
Since I got my heart replaced with a monkey heart. Be careful. If you upset me, I'll throw my poo at you. That's the only side effect.
This is different than how?
What's that, Jerry?
I told Pete to look at all the brown stains on the wall.
Yeah, well, we try to clean it up every week. But, you know, luckily, CJ and Bubble Boy have a tendency to, you know, keep me calm during the shows when they're in the studio. We'll see if Pete can do the same. Or we might have to call in an extra heavy-duty cleaning crew.
I incite violence.
Yeah. Maybe. It's all coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water. Give me good water.
Yes, we like water when we're scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is Scuba Radio. We got Pete from Scuba Board in the studio. Rare treat, indeed. And also Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web right now. So, let's talk about some diving stuff since, you know, I get to rub it into you guys or already did a little bit with my trip to Saba next week. I might as well let you do the same with your experience because you've been diving a lot lately, haven't you, Pete?
You know, I've been diving my butt off. I no longer have a butt.
Okay. Well, not that I noticed.
I've got a stomach. I just don't have a butt. It's
okay.
Flat back.
All right. Well, that was probably more information than I needed to hear, but whatever. Let's talk about what you've been doing, though.
I've been cave diving.
Jenny Springs area, is that right?
Actually, in Jenny Springs in specific. I've been diving in the ear and the eye. The devil's ear and the devil's eye. It's been fun, although it's been, as I told you earlier, a little bit taxing.
Yeah. You had an event.
I had two events.
Two events. And you know, the thing is, you were hanging out at the conference last weekend, the NSS CDS conference.
Yes.
Cave divers, like diving.
All about safety.
Yeah. And then you have two incidents on your rebreather.
And I learned something important.
That you could actually live through it. Is that the deal? That would make sense. That's good.
Yeah. Never, ever let a dive call you.
I hear music going on behind you.
What is that? Someone's trying to call me on the phone.
And you got Gloria Estefan as your ringer?
Of course. I live in the Keys.
No wonder he has no butt. He's been dancing his butt off. That's what it is.
Margaritaville or something?
I don't think the listeners can hear that. Hold your phone up there to the mic.
Let's stop now.
Okay. All right. Well.
But anyway, I learned that you should
eat a Margaritaville or something.
You would think I didn't expect Gloria Estefan, Pete. I got to say
she's one of my favorites.
Okay. Well, she does have kind of like a South
Florida. Mi esposa es cubanita.
So, all right. Yeah, he's throwing more Mexican stuff our way.
No Cuban stuff. Early, cubanita is Cuban.
Yes.
Not Mexican.
I know. Yeah,
sorry.
No problem. I don't have my dialects right. Whatever. But regardless.
But
okay,
anyway,
so.
I learned that you should call the dive before the dive calls you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best way it came to me as I was explaining it to someone yesterday, but call the dive before the dive calls you.
Yeah.
My first incident was that I had a leak, an oxygen leak on my rebreather. I heard the bubbling.
Yeah, that can't be good.
It's not. But, you know, that's why we carry bailout. I reached back. I turned off the valve of the oxygen, figured out it was the oxygen.
Yeah.
And then I just went to my bailout bottle.
So had you gotten any indication on your computer, on your dive computer, that there was an issue, or you just heard it first?
Heard it. Heard the little tinkle, tinkle. You know, that's the thing about rebreathers. They're so quiet that even a little tiny bubblage, and that's, you know, where that valve is almost down by my butt, I could still hear that.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't have Mexican for lunch.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm.
Exactly. And I turned it off and exited the cave, still living.
Yeah.
And then
that's a good thing.
I went to what's called the Cooper hose. It's a very, very smooth bore hose and makes breathing easier and much quieter. I like quiet. Can you tell?
Yeah.
And the one problem with them that I've heard is that they collapsed, and this one actually collapsed from the inside. So every time I went to breathe, this is on the second dive, not the same dive.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. So going back to the first incident, so when you had that bubble issue, you realized your oxygen tank was leaking. So you bailed out to an open circuit system,
which is correct.
What you do.
Finish
in
the dive.
An emergency situation. And then, finish the dive, just came to the surface. How far were you into your dive? Did you have to do any deco or anything or no?
I did a safety stop, but no deco.
Okay.
I wasn't even close to being on deco.
All right. So you weren't very, very far into your dive for that particular one,
no,
I guess.
No, I wasn't very far at all. I wasn't very far at all.
Yeah. So you just bailed out and you're good and you're like, hey, what the heck happened? And what was the issue? Was there just like a typical O-ring leak kind of thing?
It was an O-ring leak on the regulator, and I ended up rebuilding the regulator.
Really?
Before we went on the next dive.
It was on the regulator. It wasn't on the tank.
Nope, wasn't the tank.
Well, that's a little more technical than I would have had wanted to deal with.
Well,
but you know
I
this
teach
rebreather.
The class.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know this rebreather backwards and forward.
I do. And I think it's the more technical you get, the more you need to know your equipment. You need to be able to resolve issues. Again, you don't want issues to resolve you.
Yes.
I'm liking this.
Because usually when that happens, you're not here talking with me today.
Exactly. I don't want to trust anyone but myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's my butt on the line, and, you know,
as small as it is.
As small as
it is.
It is
his.
As flat as it is. I wouldn't say it's small. It's flat.
Okay. I didn't need to know that either. But yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. And
yeah.
That was okay.
No, it worked out
but
fine.
But that is, you
training.
Know.
It's all about training.
Exactly.
You know?
You've got the training to back it up. And if you want to commit to that level of, as I've said this before, flying a rebreather.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes much more of a commitment than just doing regular recreational open circuit scuba diving.
Exactly.
And if you want to take that plunge, it can be very safe and very satisfying. No bubbles. Amazing experiences. But if you go in it with a lackluster attitude or like, oh, the gear will do the work for me, that is not a good way to go into that.
I agree. And again, when you get into technical diving, whether it's cave or in open water when you're doing deco, your tolerance for little things like tiny leaks goes way low. You don't allow a single bubble coming out.
Yeah.
Because they never get better while you dive. They always get worse.
Right. Well, and how are you supposed to hear your Gloria Estefan music underwater if you got bubbles blowing all around you?
Actually, that's why I go diving, so I don't hear the phone.
Oh, so you don't even take Gloria down with you on an iPod
or something? I don't
take
Gloria down with me. I'm not even sure she's a diver.
Okay.
We'd have to check on that.
Good point. I don't know. But yeah, you know, that's I'm glad that one worked out. But then the very next day, you had this failure of a hose.
I had a hose. One of the breathing loop hoses collapsed on the inside. You couldn't see it on the outside, but the lining delaminated.
Yeah.
And made it so it clogged everything, so I couldn't suck air through. And, you know, it was getting progressively worse. It started out as a little bit breathing effort, and I'm trying to figure out why it's hard breathing, check with my automatic diluent valve, make sure that the air is on mm-hmm. and that the valve is on. There's two different steps there. And I already checked that on the ground anyway.
Yeah.
But it's worth checking again, see if I missed something. I hadn't missed something, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And before I even got into the cave, I think I may have been 15 feet into the cave, I said, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit panicky, which is a good sign of CO2, and that's what this would do, is cause a CO2 retention.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, I signaled my buddy, shake my lights back and forth. He turned around, looked at me, and I made the little swirly finger that says, I'm turning around, waved him goodbye. We're both solo divers, so he continued on his solo cave dive, and I returned to... I went to bailout. I didn't try and... use the rebreather. Anytime you have any problem with a breather, when in doubt, bail out.
Yes. Well, but your trigger, though, was just that you felt a little antsy? Or did you see something physically in the hose? Or
it was hard to breathe.
Okay.
It
so
was
harder to breathe
harder
than
to
it
breathe. And just a little bit of increase of breathing resistance causes you to retain CO2.
Yeah.
And that hypercapnic...
right,
as they call it, makes you anxious. And so
it's
I
a combination.
Anxious, it said, I'm not, you know, I dive for fun. If I'm not having fun, the rule of fun states, stop.
Yeah, or my rebreather usually breathes smoother.
A lot easier
than
this.
Yeah, like something's not right.
And I was I was checking my attitude, make sure that I was nice and flat. My breather breathes best when I'm flat, you know, instead of head up or head down.
Mm-hmm.
And all that checked out fine. It's like, you know, there's nothing down there worth dying for.
No.
Call the dive before the dive calls you. I got out.
Okay.
Went to bailout, swam back to the shore, and...
Then you realized that the hose had collapsed a little bit.
It took me a while to figure it out. I mean, I took everything apart on the rebreather, checked all the Orify, and make sure everything breathed through, and then I saw the little kink in the hose, and I go pushing a little bit, go, oh... It's one of those things that just eluded me for a few minutes until I figured it out.
Well, there you go. After those two incidents, what do you think, Jerry? You ready to give it a go?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I lived.
You did live.
I didn't even get hurt.
That's
I wasn't
the bright
even
side.
Injured.
The cup is half full for sure, but I'm not so sure that was a great example of selling rebreather diving.
You know, in 80-plus hours on this rebreather... And probably 120 hours total on rebreathers. You know, I'm not an expert. I wouldn't call myself an expert by any means. I'm not super experienced.
But you know what you're doing, and
I
it
lived.
Kept you here today.
Exactly.
So it
follow your training.
Chalk it up to good training, for sure. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
But by the way, the water is fine. Why don't you take a little plunge?
The water's fine, yeah. There ain't no telling, baby, what we'll find.
Don't cost nothing.
Put your hand in mine.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Pete from Scuba Board with me in the studio right now. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web in the mountains of Virginia. I don't know, pretty much wrapping up his dive class, I believe, this weekend. Is that right, Jerry? Is that what you're doing?
That's correct. We're finishing up dives 3 and 4, open water.
All right. Well, congrats to them. I mean, they're not going to be diving like me in Saba. And enjoying the crystal clear
They'll be close to
water.
You, though.
What do you mean they'll be close to me?
They're going on a cruise.
Oh, well, yeah, but not this weekend. That's for a few weeks away, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, this weekend when you do the checkout dives, you're going to be in that lake you were telling us about last week. Is that right?
No, we're actually going to Gray Quarry down in Gray, Tennessee.
Gray Quarry?
Is it kind of gray and mucky quarry? And what? I'm just guessing. Is that how it got its name?
It's located in Gray, Tennessee. So
okay.
They named it Gray.
Oh, have you been there? Is it kind of mucky and gray looking, or do you know?
Oh, it's actually pretty clear.
Is it? Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to put that on our list of places we should go someday. You think, Pete?
It's Corey.
Okay. Yeah, it can't be much more than gray.
I live in the Keys.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to Sabo. Yeah. All right, well, hopefully things go well. I'm sure they're excited to wrap it up and get ready for their cruise, and hats off to them for doing it and, making the effort and training with Jerry the Diver Guys, your instructor. What a treat.
I'd like to watch you teach a class.
Just hear him. I don't even have to watch him.
No,
I'd
like to watch him. You know, anytime as an instructor you watch another instructor, you're able to steal ideas
from
him.
But wait, have you heard Jerry talk?
I go into professional mode.
Oh, your accent goes away?
So my hillbilly goes away.
That would be no fun.
You know, I have a hard time believing that. You can take the boy out of the hills, but I don't think you can take the hills out of the boy.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, it's hard to do, but I could do it.
Yeah. Well, do the students you have kind of have a similar accent because they're from your neck of the woods too, or no?
It's close, but okay. you can tell a little.
It's close.
There's a local dialect. It's not an accent. I mean, he thinks we sound funny to him. So
the Appalachia.
Okay, we'll go with that for sure. But Jerry did email me or text me this picture. And said, hey, has this ever happened to you? And it was a picture of a mask that literally was shattered. And I'm like, what the heck happened? Were you like at Captain Slate's creature feature and one of the barracudas go haywire or something? Or what? What was that, Jerry?
You mean the glass was shattered?
Yeah, right?
Well, one of my students, and let me add that this guy is just so awesome so far. I mean, he has done everything to a T, has been perfect with everything. But somehow or another, he got screwed up when he done a giant stride entry off the boat.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, he went face first into the water.
Ah, so he did a face plant.
So he raises up, and there's like this weird look to his mask. And and the more you look at it, the outline of the hole, the whole center of the mask just fell out, the glass and stuff in the water.
Wow.
And I'm like, something's going on here.
Yeah.
So
I'll tell you what, I have never heard of that happening before like that. Have you, Pete?
Yeah, I saw that a long time ago, which is why I hardly ever do giant strides. I always sit down. I'll turn around and sit down into the water rather than do a giant stride.
Well, yeah, but
and
I
teach my students that too.
Well, I understand that, but you can eliminate the pressure and stuff. But I've never heard of a mass shattering like that.
Well, I haven't seen the shatter, but I've seen the glass pop out.
Yeah,
I've seen it actually hit so hard, and when the waves are choppy, and you got one of those. The back of the boat is like right even with the water anyway, and the person goes to step out and fintip catches a wave and they go face down. They just trip.
Well, I understand. But I don't know. Looking at this picture, Jerry, I have to think something must have hit his mask. It wasn't just the water. You think?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. They may have been a stick or something floated in front of him or something.
Yeah,
but
or something,
shattered.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it looked like
20 years, I've never seen one shatter.
It looked like he had taken a gunshot or something. Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. Yeah. It was kind of, I bet, was he holding like a tickle stick or anything? Did he have in his hand a book or?
Well, he's on a lake and he has a tickle stick.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some kind of metal object like on a ring or something might have slung up. Nothing
did
was
not
on him,
enough.
Huh? Well, I don't know what to think. It was a freak of nature, or I don't know. How old was the mask? Was it a new one, or what?
It's relatively new. I mean, it's just a few years old.
Yeah, but glass. I mean, glass is not going to age like plastic and become brittle.
Well, true.
No.
But this was a little strange. So, I don't know. Was it a brand name mask, or just a, I mean,
oh,
I don't
yeah,
like
brand
to say.
Name.
Yeah, really interesting.
Brand name.
Well, it could just been a fluke. Who knows? But
I don't think Fluke makes masks.
They might. There could be a brand in China.
Get a fluke on your mask.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you just, I mean, I guess if you're going to do a giant stride, you know, one of the things you learn, you put your hand over your mask anyway, right?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I teach. Put the palm of your hand on your regulator and the fingertips on the mask.
Yeah, and if you end up doing a fast plant.
I actually tell them to put the hand, the palm of their hand on at least the center of their nose and at least you got the butt of the hand on your regulator and your fingers on the mask.
Right.
You ain't going nowhere with it. And he actually did that.
Yeah.
But
did he have a ring?
I think when he actually hit the water, his hand went out. And so I still don't know. I mean, we've got it recorded, and I haven't actually sat down to watch it.
All right. Diamond ring, I guarantee it.
Go check the tapes. Yeah. Well, good stuff. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week of the big show. Till next time, when you'll hear me broadcasting from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard in Ceiba. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down. It's weta.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.